This is the All Good News.
They call it Stormy Monday.
Meet
Sammy Hudson.
Yes, it's bad.
Chicago.
Born and raised. Southside.
And it was the late 40s. Sammy would go to clubs.
I could see B.B. King, Muddy Waters, Howlin'
Wolf. It was that south side of Chicago that Sammy polished his craft.
I started doing this in 49. My grandfather.
Mingling with.
Gangsters. He knew the politicians. Everybody.
Who took a shine to the older Hudson.
A stand in that train station for 26 years.
Sammy's grandfather taught him to shine. Also a bit of advice, one client at a time.
He told me the importance of remembering a name is the difference between a quarter tip and a dollar tip.
And
what kind of clothes a guy's wearing, if they're clean and his shoes are shine, he's as dressed as anybody.
Today here at Sammy's Shoe Shine Stand in the Alpine Bank Building, Sammy sits, a lean, good-looking man with a big smile and perfectly shine two-tone shoes.
Hey, man, I'm 78 years old.
Sammy's resume is as impressive as his love for jazz in Denver in the 60s.
I had a stamp at the Playboy Club. I seen Dean Martin up there.
But Sammy was ready to get out of the big city, and he moved to Grand Junction.
My first location was the White Star Barbershop.
He was also at the airport and on Main Street. And
I was at the Hilton for 30 years.
Sammy's made a good living shining shoes, but he says the soul of what he does.
The shoe shining business is 10% work. The other 90% is how you feel.
And play with the cards you're dealt.
Anybody that has a limited education, man, has to hustle to make a living. They call it Stormy Monday.
No Stormy Mondays for Sammy, just the blues and shiny shoes.
My grandfather told me, said, if you find something that you like to do and you enjoy doing, don't ever stop, man, because you'll live longer.
And that's the All Good News.